Good morning. I'm Andrew Lee from McCain House Church, and I co-lead with Tracy Hang. And I'll be taking us through the devotion today. Today's topic is, who do you say he is? So let me start with an opening prayer. Abba, Father, we thank you for another glorious morning and day. Please quiet our minds and open our hearts that we may be fully present and receptive to whatever message or download you may have for us. I pray that you use my tongue and mouth to speak whatever truth you would like to reveal to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you into our presence. May our devotion, worship, and prayer be a sweet aroma to you. All these things I pray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you follow me with today's scripture, which is from Matthew 16, 1 to 28, let's read together. And the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and to test him, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. He answered them, "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red, and in the morning it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seek for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah." So he left them and departed. When the disciples reached the other side, they had forgotten to bring any bread. Jesus said to them, "Watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." And they began discussing it among themselves, saying, "We brought no bread." But Jesus, aware of this, said, "Oh, you of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive? Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many baskets you gathered? How is it that you fail to understand that I did not speak about bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of the bread, but of the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And then they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed on the third day and be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father. And then he will pay each person according to what he has done. Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." So there's quite a few things in this passage I found quite interesting. And it led me to look up a few items. One of those things to do, I don't know if you already know, that one of the first phrases that caught my eye was the sign of Jonah. I was like, what is this? So then I was looking, okay, let's look this up a little bit. So as you may recall from the book of Jonah, Jonah the prophet was called to go to the city of Nineveh and warn his people that the Lord was going to destroy it for its wickedness. So Jonah disobediently ran away by the boat, and where he was subsequently overthrown overboard and in a great storm was swallowed by a great fish, and where he remained for 3 days and three nights. He subsequently, after he came out of the fish, he subsequently relented and he subsequently preached to the people of Nineveh to repent. So some believe that the sign of Jonah was simply Jesus' call for those in his audience to repent, such as much like us, Jonah also preached a call to repentance. So another item which I was not really fully aware was like the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. So I referred to another version, the NIV, and they use the word yeast. And so, as many of you know, leaven or yeast, it typically symbolizes corruption or defilement and sin. So more broadly speaking, I think, as outlined in verse 12, Jesus Christ was warning against the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees. So anyways, the key item I really want to focus on is from verse 13 and as well as Peter's response in verse 16. So in verse 13, he says, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." So as I meditated on Peter's response, I started to reflect upon the other names of the Lord. And so quickly Googled and found a number of other ones, which just to make sure I got it correct. We have like seven names. Most of them are probably somewhat familiar to us, like for first one, Jehovah Jireh, which is the Lord will provide a sacrifice. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that's present. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Nishi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Ra, the Lord our shepherd, for we have everything we need. And Jehovah Tsikinu, the Lord our righteousness. So in this current season, as many of you may already know, my wife Hazel has stage 4 cancer in her brain, lungs, and bones, and that we learned about roughly 16 months ago. As this is my first time to experience cancer in the family, I really don't have a reference point for how best to support or care. So at times it can be quite overwhelming just trying to keep up with all the various types of tests. We have PET, MIR, CT, and then we have different cancer markers like CA125, 15.3, and then we have a plethora of medications including Tagrisso, Geotrif, Nexium, Folic, Septrin, Keppra, dexamethasone, hydrocortisone, and et cetera. And so every Saturday morning I find myself being like a bit of a pharmacist as I partition all the medication into morning, afternoon, evening, pre-meal, after-meal, and like on an empty stomach. And so I can say it's quite an interesting challenge, I guess, in that sense. So all to say that I can't do most of this on my own strength. As such, we often, my wife and I, we pray fervently and daily to the various names of the Lord, particularly Jehovah Rapha. And so the Lord that heals. So very much from the bottom of my heart, I thank you all for standing in the gap with us and interceding on our behalf for these many months. We really cherish and appreciate your prayers. So maybe I can ask the worship to come up. Thank you. Follow me with intercessory prayer from the One app. Heavenly Father, we want to commit all the foreign workers who are working in our countries into your loving hands. Lord, help us be a witness. We pray that the gospel will reach them in all the nations. Lord, give us your heart of compassion so we can love them like you do. For those filled with anxiety, worry, and those going through a crisis, we pray for your peace upon their hearts. For those trapped in addictions, may they know the truth and be set free. We pray for an open heaven that when they cry out to you, you will show yourselves to them. Many foreign workers never heard the gospel in their own countries. We pray that many will come to the salvation of Christ. And we pray for local churches to connect with these workers and share the love of Christ. May the churches disciple them so that they will, when they turn to their homeland, they will spread the gospel and even plant churches. Lord, we pray Christian companies will find ways to evangelize their workers. We also pray that their bosses will not discriminate against these workers and that they will be treated fairly according to the law. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, if we could just come to the front and sit together, we'll pray as a group.